Multiple polls show the majority of Oklahoma voters support criminal justice reforms. Oklahoma is now the number one incarcerator in the country, but only one bill targeting prison population passed this session. State Impact's Quentin Chandler asked lawmakers why criminal justice reform is so difficult.
When the legislative session began in February, hopes were high that this was the year significant reforms would advance. But the biggest criminal justice reform bill lawmakers approved will have an uncertain effect on the prison population. The bill builds on a 2016 voter initiative that made drug possession and some property crimes misdemeanors. People sentenced to prison for those crimes before voters changed the law can soon try to get their sentences shortened. And people already released can apply to have their convictions expunged. But even that bill barely made it through political infighting between the House and Senate. Governor Kevin Stitt was forced to intervene.
I believe Oklahomans agreed with me that if it would be considered a misdemeanor today for a nonviolent drug crime, then we need to get those people out of prison.
Stitt says he called the House and Senate together and convinced them to send the bill to his desk. But four other bills expected to have a big effect on prison population growth stalled in spite of overwhelming support early in the session.
There's no reason that the legislature didn't take action.
Chris Steele is executive director of Oklahomans for Criminal Justice Reform. His group promoted an ambitious reform agenda during the legislative session, and they were especially hopeful specific bills, including the one that passed, would succeed and stop the prison population from growing.
Bipartisan, fully vetted reforms.
They meant shorter sentences for people who repeatedly commit nonviolent crimes and clear rules for prosecuting defendants for felony drug crimes, like possession with intent to distribute. New policies for holding people out on probation and parole accountable when they break the rules. And there was a powerful bail reform bill. Senate Republican Pro Tem Greg Treat wouldn't say he's disappointed in the outcome, but he says a lot more could have been done.
But that doesn't mitigate the fact that we had a very successful session, and I look forward to working with the other parties to try to get them to the finish line next session.
The four stalled bills hit roadblocks in the session's final days. House Democratic Minority Leader Emily Virgin says legislators heard critiques from prosecutors on sentencing reforms and from bail bondsmen on bail reform. Then the bail reform bill was narrowly defeated in the House.
A lot of scare tactics, like I said. We heard about people who were let out on bail and then they went on to commit other crimes.
After that Senate bill failed in the House, Virgin says it got harder to convince the Senate to approve House proposals. Treat says senators were disappointed that the House rejected some of their ideas. Governor Stitt says these disagreements on bill language were a big challenge legislators couldn't get past.
So then we're just in this fight between the House and the Senate on which language to use, and that's where the governor has to step in.
The governor says he did sign a bill that will make it easier for people released from prison to get licensed for certain jobs. Lawmakers added more than $10 million to steer people in the justice system toward treatment and rehabilitation options and gave prosecutors an additional $22 million. There is still a chance the bills can be reconsidered during the 2020 session. Transformative criminal justice reform has been a hard sell in Oklahoma for years, but this year many hoped things would be different. Governor Stitt campaigned on helping Oklahoma shed its number one ranking for per capita incarceration, and a new group of legislators replaced lawmakers who used to block change. Lynn Engel, a criminal justice reform policy expert with the Boston-based Crime Justice Institute, hoped this year lawmakers would build on reforms passed under Governor Mary Fallon, but instead, he says Oklahoma hardly took any meaningful action towards stopping prison population growth, the opposite of other high incarceration states. Engel says Louisiana, the former number one incarcerator, is continuing to reduce its prison population by implementing bills tackling problems in some of the same areas Oklahoma's stalled legislation targets. And he says each year Oklahoma hesitates, it will get even harder to catch up with states who have enacted reforms. For State Impact and Oklahoma Engaged, I'm Quentin Chandler.
State Impact is a collaboration of NPR member stations in Oklahoma. For more stories on criminal justice, healthcare, and education, visit KGOU.org and click the link for State Impact.